Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8 minutes after the hour, I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, fresh back from an amazing trip to Charleston, South Carolina. Talk about that in a little bit on the show. But right now, I want to go to something that everybody's talking about. It's a video that went viral. It showed a Native American in a confrontation with a high school student in Washington, D.C. Turns out, however, once it went viral, we started learning more and more and more about the situation. Andrew Conti is the director for the Center of Media Innovations at Point Park College. Welcome, sir.
Lynn, thanks for having me on. I want to congratulate you for getting the show. I think it's such an important voice to have in Pittsburgh, so I'm glad you're on the air.
Well, thank you. We're having fun. So, Andrew, talk to me about this. I mean, I said earlier to someone, I said, this is a classic case to me of there are three sides to every story, your side, my side, and the truth. And I feel like the truth lies somewhere in between this video that everyone responded to.
Right. So you've known that as a news reporter. I used to be a news reporter as well, that, you know, the truth is always somewhere in the middle, right? If you do a story and people on one side are yelling at you and people on the other side are yelling at you, you probably did a pretty good job. In this case, it was just another situation where we see this happen these days, where a video evidence is so powerful, but it can also be, you know, manipulated in certain ways. But it gets people worked up, and these things spread so quickly via social media that they take on a life of their own.
Well, and I think one of the things that's so frightening about this, I understand that someone then tweeted the kid from the high school, they tweeted his mother's name, they said where she worked, and, you know, it's almost like that... that gang mentality or crowd mentality, you know, that all it takes is one person to say, yeah, let's get them. And then all of a sudden, social media is following right behind suit without knowing the real story.
Well, yeah, and for sure. And what happens is that people do things online that they wouldn't do in person. You know, if you were if we were all in a room somewhere and we were having a conversation, you wouldn't start shouting out, let's get after the kid or let's get after his mother necessarily. But, you know, but online, things that people, the behavior is different, and so people treat online interactions differently, and so they can sort of spiral out of control. I will say there are some ways for people to control that, though, to get a sense of, you know, whether the stuff they're looking at online is true or not, or if it's something that's not true. There's a site that I use called NewsGuard. It's like an add-on that you can add on to your web browser, and it looks at each site and tells you, you know, this is a site that where they publish verified information and they try to get, you know, both sides of the story. And if they make a mistake, they correct it. And if they, you know, the sites, they're sort of marked one way if they get a green shield if they're someplace that does that, and then they get a red exclamation point in their shield if they don't. And so you can see right away, like, oh, this is a site that I'm not, maybe I shouldn't trust because they have a certain partisan point of view.
Now, that sounds really good, Andrew, for those people who want to be responsible. But aren't there some people who like fanning the flames?
No doubt. There are people out there that are deliberately trying to do it for political reasons. There are people who are trying to do it for financial reasons. As we saw, you know, really came to a head during the 2016 presidential election, but continues to be a force, is this idea that people create false content online all the time for different, you know, for different reasons. Some of it's just to make money of it. Some of it is to get people whipped up. But this is an example of what I'm talking about. There's a headline, you know, you do a basic search for Native American drummer and, you know, brings up a story. The headline says, video evidence shows lying media falsely slimed teenagers.
Right, I saw that,
But it comes up with a red shield right away. And when I click on the red shield, it says, well, this is a site that does not repeatedly publish content. It gathers and presents information responsibly. Those are things that it doesn't do. It doesn't disclose its ownership. It does not. It doesn't correct errors. it has deceptive headlines. So it just says proceed with caution. And so if you're a basic consumer and you're thinking, well, do I believe the story that's out there? You know, and I see different competing stories. What should I believe? What shouldn't I believe?
Right.
This will at least give you some tools to say, oh, maybe this is a credible source, someplace that I can rely on.
There you go. And it's called NewsGuard.
NewsGuard.
Awesome. Andrew Conti, thanks so much for joining us from Point Park University. Help us put it in perspective. We appreciate you.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.